Hey gorgeous souls, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Feminine Energy. Today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can totally transform your life. Embracing your emotions and leveling up your emotional intelligence. Ever felt like you were just walking on eggshells around your feelings? Like some emotions are bad and need to be hidden away, or that feeling anything intensely is a weakness? Honey, let me tell you, that's a total myth. Our emotions are our compass, guiding us through this crazy journey called life. Think about it. Happiness fuels our creativity, sadness gives us empathy, anger helps us set boundaries, and fear? Fear is actually an incredible signal telling us to pay attention and make a change. So how do we go from feeling like emotional toddlers to becoming these fierce, intelligent beings who can navigate their feelings with grace and power? Let's break it down. First things first, acknowledge every single emotion that pops up. Don't judge it, don't suppress it, just say, hey, there's sadness here, or, wow, I'm feeling super excited about this. Just naming the emotion gives it less power over you. It's like letting a pet out of its cage. Once it's free to roam, it doesn't feel as threatening anymore. Second, get curious. Why are you feeling this way? What triggered this emotion? Really dig deep and explore the story behind the feeling. You might be surprised by what you uncover. It could be a past experience, a belief you hold about yourself, or even something happening in your life right now. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when you're feeling down or overwhelmed. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a best friend going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Remember, you deserve that kindness, just as much as anyone else. Fourth, learn how to express your emotions in healthy ways. This doesn't mean bottling them up or exploding all over someone. It means finding constructive outlets for your feelings. Talk it out with a trusted friend or family member, write in a journal, dance it out, paint, sing, whatever feels right for you. And finally, remember that emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel like you're crushing it and moments where you feel completely lost. That's okay. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself with compassion and love. You know those times when you get into an argument and before you can say, red flag, your emotions take over? You might lash out, shut down, or end up saying things you regret later. But what if there was a way to navigate those tricky situations with more grace and understanding? Let's imagine this scenario. You're at work and your boss gives you some feedback that feels really critical. Your initial reaction is probably a surge of anger and defensiveness, right? But instead of immediately snapping back or internalizing it all, what if you took a deep breath and said to yourself, okay, I'm feeling pretty heated right now. What's underneath this anger? Is it fear of failing? A need for more recognition? By taking a moment to pause and explore your emotions, you can gain clarity and respond in a more thoughtful way. Maybe you could calmly ask your boss for clarification on their feedback or suggest ways to improve the situation. See how that shift in perspective can change everything. Remember, embracing your emotions isn't about being a walking ball of feels, it's about becoming the CEO of your own emotional landscape. It's about understanding your feelings, using them as valuable information, and expressing them in healthy and constructive ways. This week, I want you to commit to one small act of emotional courage. Maybe it's journaling about how you're feeling, taking a mindful walk in nature, or simply saying, I'm feeling. Instead of hiding behind phrases like, I'm fine. Take those baby steps and watch your emotional intelligence soar. Don't forget to share this episode with your amazing friends who deserve a little dose of empowerment. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, ladies, so let's uplift each other and keep shining bright. Until next time, stay fierce, stay fabulous, and most importantly, stay true to your beautiful selves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.